It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And guys, the big Friday takeaway. I can't wait for this because carbs don't count on Fridays, do they?
No, absolutely not. Especially when you're supporting the community.
That's it. That's Amen. What I should have said. Carbs don't count when you're in support. We want you to get behind it. We're doing it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever you want. Go get takeaway from your favourite cafe, restaurant. Tag them so we know they're open and tag us here at Hit Newcastle.
Yes, I would like to get the ball rolling with some of my faves. If you need a recommendation, these are Jay Farcioni approved.
Okay, are we talking what meal?
Mate, this is for brekkie. Okay. Let's start with brekkie, all right? Most important meal of the day. Some of my faves. Onyx in Mayfield, they do a stunning halloumi toasty, if that's your vibe. The Village in Hamilton, that's in my hood. Smashed Ave, no poached egg for me, but if you want it, it comes with a poached egg.
I love when a Smashed Ave comes with it.
You like that? Mm. You like that business. Table One in Warners Bay and The Barn in Adamstown. They are just all-rounders, everything that comes out of those places. Stun. Zaki Espresso in Mayfield West. These guys would be up there with my favourite coffee in all of Newcastle and the Hunter. They are
right next door to Mayfield West Kebabs and Charcoal Chicken. That wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt at all, Nico.
You've dropped some money in that little 30-metre radius.
Absolutely. And if you are in town this Friday, WIA, they're just off that car park in Derby Street there. Acai bowls. I get the Dixon Park extra granola, tried and tested almost every weekend. That's my go-to. But this Friday, if you're looking for brekkie recommendations, they're my go-tos.
Well, before we get to lunch, guys, if we could just go to brunch here.
Yeah.
If you could go to get the scones from the cafe in Morpeth, they are so fluffy. They're renowned for them. And the best thing about it all is that it's fresh cream and it's a generous serving.
Ooh. And you could probably order 6 to a dozen and go, oh, yeah, they're for the families in the car. Just scooch away the beauty of takeaway.
Calories don't count, guys. It's Nick, Jess and Ducko with you on Newcastle's Hit 106.9. And the big Friday takeaway, it's getting closer. It's very, very easy, guys. All you need to do is get takeaway from your favourite food place, pub, restaurant, cafe, whatever it is. Tag them so we know they're open in support. And then tag us here at Hit Newcastle and we'll all put on calories together.
No, it doesn't count when you're supporting the community, Ducko. And I do have some recommendations. If you are strapped for ideas, it is one of those things where you probably want to go to your favourite, but maybe you want to try something new. Mm. So if you want to try something new and you haven't been to any of these are Jay Farcioni approved.
What meal now?
Of course, this is lunch.
Lunch.
This is lunch, a very versatile meal.
Such a tough meal to nail, I feel, lunch.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Okay.
Go to one of my places here, Ducko.
It's all about the balance of flavours, mate.
100%.
Like Burger Fiend, Cessnock, great burgers. Yeah. They just get the right amount of meat and lettuce and tomato and sauce and but I don't know.
Sticking with burgers, our faves, good friends of the show, Newey Burger Co. Hunter Street in town. My personal fave, the Stocco Burger. Can't go past sriracha aioli on a menu. And that one with the southern fried chicken. Holy hell, it's very good. Of course, we've got the Baker's Cottage Cafe in East Maitland. They do a whole assortment of pies. Drive through. So if you want to take your social distancing up a level, they can help you
do it. Steak, bacon, cheese, pie, drive through. Hello.
Amen, brother. Or a steak and mushroom. I don't mind a steak and mushroom as well. With sauce. Very good. Dumpling Story in Hamilton. If you want to go to the Far East, the pan-fried pork dumplings, obviously. And the spring onion pancake. Very basic, but God.
Oh, man.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. The thing with dumplings I do find, though, if you are going to get them takeaway, eat them very quickly. If you're any further than the Hamilton area, this one might not be for you because you do want them straight out of that pan.
Yeah.
Nice and hot. Chiefly East on King Street, staying in the sort of town area, the Italian Dreamer. It's a salami baguette. The bread is always so fresh and beautiful. And, of course, it would be remiss of me to not add in
Mayfield West Kebabs and Charcoal.
Are you going that for lunch? I thought you were going to pull the trigger on that for dinner.
Do you know what,
It'll
to be honest,
they
open, seconds.
They open at 9 a.m. usually because they do sort of a brekkie trade. You can go get bacon and egg rolls and they do the whole menu for tradies or whoever need to go in that early. So, I mean, you could do this for all three if you were really keen. Meal two, half a chook, chips, get your gravy, get your garlic sauce and you are set for the day. Do make sure you tag all your local businesses, your faves.
That's the Farchi approval. It's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko and the big Friday takeaway, guys. This is where we, as a city, come together, eat food. The calories don't count. We're supporting local businesses, cafes, restaurants, you name it. All you need to do, get food any meal of the day. Tag them in it so we know they're open and tag us here at Hit Newcastle.
Boys, what was your family Friday night takeaway dinner? I feel like that was the thing. No one cooked on a Friday. It was always, we know we're getting fish and chips.
Yeah, we got fish and chips, chicken and chips, or pizza. We kind of rotated through the three.
Yes.
Thai. We got a big Thai family.
Oh, see, that's a bit too fancy for us. We were your classic Chinese.
Oh, Chinese, of course.
I grew up always having Kong's Chinese in my area back in Melbourne, where I grew up. But of course, I've graduated now. Paul's Asian Affair in New Lambton. Ooh. Boys can attest to these guys' work.
Alloy Tie as well. There's a couple of them. Yeah, we go to the one on Maitland Road in Mayfield.
Yes, yes.
Heaven, guys.
Ooh. Very, very good. I feel like, yeah, the Asian territory on a Friday night, can't go wrong. But if you do want to stick to a pizza, my personal faves, Daroma in Merriweather, they do the proper margarita. If you don't want your bells and whistles, they don't do stupid little anchovies or pineapple or olives and try and get fancy. It's classic. It's traditional. They know what they're doing. And Muzza Madre. You can't go wrong with Muzza Madre in Wickham.
The corn pizza, the corn and bacon.
Oh, corn and smoked bacon.
Oh, my God. Trust me. It doesn't sound good, but it is so good.
To be fair, when I first went to Muzza Madre, actually on Nick Gill's recommendation, there's a beautiful salami pizza. But when I read it, I was like, honey, there's honey on the salami pizza. Yeah. Holy hell, they've tapped into something there. You're like going through the door in Narnia when you eat that pizza.
Do. I don't even like honey, but the La Picadura with honey on it is my
it makes your
pizza.
Mouth explode, doesn't it?
It is insane. Staying in Italy for me, Cole River & Co. They're in Cooks Hill on Derby Street there. They do an amazing blue cheese rigatoni and it travels really well. So if you do want pasta on Friday for your big Friday takeaway, otherwise, Elle's Pasta. This one's a bit different. This isn't a shop front. They are on Instagram only. So check them out, Elle's Pasta. Putting it out there, best gnocchi in Newcastle.
That's a huge call for
you. This is just a young guy doing his thing, and he has found his niche. Best gnocchi in Newcastle. That's Elle's Pasta. Pino's in Islington. Mm. They are an absolute staple for my takeaway. They always do like a broccoli or a zucchini Alfredo. And can I just put it out there? You might not be a fan of the Brussels sprout. They fry Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, they are very good. And to round it out for the Friday, a big Friday takeaway, Meat in Town, one of our faves, good friends of the show, these guys. They do these fantastic packs. You can pick your two meats, two sides, and then an assortment of other stuff, the cheesy bread.
And surprisingly, it does travel well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you do want to spoil yourself a bit, maybe light a candle at home, pour yourself a glass of red. Meat is a great date night, but also perfect for the big Friday takeaway.
Oh, geez, I'm hungry now, guys.
I know.
Oh, gosh, I'm so hungry.
Enjoy.